In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day. Tots, we just got done with episode 60. And now we're rolling right into episode number 70. I am Handsome Kevin, and I am with the lover boy, Treehorn, my island dancing boy, Tropical, my island boy. How are you doing there, Tropical?
I'm doing well, Steed.
How does, I know your wife doesn't really care for the nicknames that have been bestowed upon you. How does she feel about the island boy? Does she dig an island boy? Is she digging Tropical?
Well, I said it was an island boy dancer, and she immediately got upset because, wait, you're dancing with your shirt off?
Did you give her the whole setup and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's dancing too? Nothing? Okay.
No good.
Because I got to tell you, man, I don't think that's going anywhere. I think you are definitely going to be Tropical for a while.
I mean, I've been called worse.
I believe that.
Better people. How about that?
That's real cute. That's real cute, Island Al. So, man, how are you doing, man? How's it? How's the hammer hanging, as they say?
Well, the workload is ramping up steadily, and it's like, hey, while you're at it, here's a little more. So that's fun. That's not stressful at all. Cassie's had a procedure, and I won't get into the lawn bit just right yet, but Cassie had a procedure last week, you know, on her sinuses, and so she's still recovering. So I've been playing goalie to a toddler. You know, just trying to, you know, she can do a few things, but, you know, not got the full range of, you know, can't lay all the way back and stuff like that because it's part of the healing process. But 2-year-olds do not understand that, and no boundaries. So it's,
yeah. And I'm no parent. I don't have kids. I'm never going to have kids, never going to be a parent, but I am a firm believer that you need to be able to play some zone coverage. When you're dealing with children, man, you can't split yourself up. You can't be one-on-one because they're going to slide by, and you definitely don't want to be outmanned. So yeah. you're dealing with that one-on-one situation. I feel for you, brother.
Yeah. And I'm not a cornerback. I can't lock up that well.
No, man. I mean, I think everybody knows that you were never a skilled position player. Everybody knows that.
Go ahead and add this to the list.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Al. I'm sure you did a lot of good things. They just weren't as exciting as the skill position players do. Anyways, that's great, man. Let me ask you this, because we've been getting hammered up here. It's as we're recording this now, we've gone past February or gone past January. We're now into February. I have no snow. I have zero snow up here. None. It was 50 this week and over 50 degrees this week in Minnesota. Where this time last year, we had well over, I think, 5 feet of snow, and we were in the negative, you know, 10 range. This sucks. I hate everything about it. I would like to have my winter. How are you holding up down there? Do we have comparable weather right now? Because that blows my mind if it's true.
So we're probably right around freezing in the morning, like in those low 30s. Mm-hmm. But we've been getting up to like 60. During the day when the sun's up. So yeah,
it blows my mind, man. I enjoy winter. Like I enjoy walking out and having like that super cold air just smack you right in the face. It kind of wakes you up a little bit. I haven't had none of that this winter. This winter has sucked. I mean, I haven't had to take care of the snow thrower hasn't been brought out once this year. Right, once, and we're going to be ending winter here before too long. So from that standpoint, I guess I kind of like using the snow thrower, but at the same time, like, we know how well my things like snow throwers and lawn tractors have been holding up. So maybe it's a good thing that the snow hasn't hit. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, you take the guy's sign down, you could use his number probably to fix it. I'm just
saying.
That's
real funny. You know, it is funny. I saw some of his signs two towns over. It's like, man, this guy is just casing the county. Stop it, man. Stop it with your signs. So, Al, it's Oh, it's disappointing, man. That's what I'm saying. It's disappointing. I look outside and I see green grass. I see green grass right now. We're supposed to be in the real nuts of weather, winter. You know what I mean? Like, what was it, like 5 years ago? Like, the state closed down. It was like they said it was like negative 55 or something like that. Plus, like, it was the governor said, nobody goes and does anything. Everybody's locked up for, you know, I mean,
yeah.
Everybody's excused. Nobody's going to do anything. And it's not even close, man. It's like a 100-degree swing from that. Where's my winter, man? Where's my winter?
Yeah, that is insane to think about. The differences in temperature. It's just, 2 weeks ago, we were 9. You know, yeah. That was the high one day. 9.
Yeah. I don't think we were there, man. Like, I don't know. It just sucks. I don't want to see my grass. I want to see snow, man. That's what I like. I like the winter. I can see my lawn, Al.
Yeah.
I don't want to see my lawn. When I see my lawn at this time of year, I want to throw people off of it, Al. Now, I think that means that was a smooth transition, huh?
That was okay.
It was all right?
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Okay. All right. That was a decent transition. All right. Non-skill player. It was okay, right?
Yeah.
Would have been great, except for I asked you and you puked on it.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, Al, I think it's time for us to exercise the demons, man. We gotta kick people off the lawn, man. We gotta get the rage out. Gotta get loose. Gotta smack some punks. Whatever you gotta do. You gotta pop some tires. You gotta yell at somebody to turn their volume down. What do you got, Al? Who are you kicking off the lawn?
Well, we can start with you.
Just, oh, great. Here we go.
Having to record tonight because, oh, no, I've got to go on vacation. And
you son of a bitch.
I can't record when I drove 1,000 miles and then went to work.
You guys are really cute. You guys are really cute. All right. I'm not going to let the listeners believe this fairy tale that you're setting up here. What happened is yesterday I called Al and I said, hey, Al, what's the schedule looking like? Because I don't know if we got one ready to pump out to release to all of our lovely listeners. I said, what's the schedule look like? And Al, you said, well, Tots came out 2 days ago. I was right. And I said, so you're in Duke of Rogue. I said, then we don't have a Tots for that following Monday. He said, no. I said, well, we got to record because I'm going on vacation. And when I get back, I have a very big show that I'm working. Featuring one Brett the Hitman Hart, and the day after that is a Super Bowl, and then the day after that, this episode comes out that gives Duke enough time to edit it. And you son of a bitch, you say, I don't even know, I just, when I heard Duke chime in like, oh, pussy, I just drove 1,000 miles and went to work. Well, that's because you're a dumbass. Who drives 1,000 miles and goes to work? Right? Get home a day earlier. Figure it out, man. You guys are sitting there in your little, you know, your little anti-Kevin party having a good old time. You're jealous because I'm handsome Kevin and Duke is baggy boys and you're tropical. And you know what, man? I'm just trying to make things work. That's all I'm trying to do. I want to get ahead of the game. And you're because Kevin's got to go on vacation. You bet your baby balls I'm going on vacation. You know what happened if I said, hey, babe, I'd really love to go to Mexico, but I got to stay home to record a Tots. Guess what? Tots, she's done, right? She's done. It's over for us, Al, if that's the case. It's over. All right, so now that I've set the record straight, yeah. You can get off my lawn. You can do, the floor is back to you.
I was giving you someone to kick off the lawn in case you still needed it. So there you go, bud. That was the thing though. When I read what Duke put, I was like, yeah, I feel like Duke is one of the guys though, that could pull it off. Yeah. Drive 1,000 miles. Yeah, sure. I'll come into work. Knock it out. Just all right. Water off a duck's back. No problem. But, the amount of at work, we've had a lot of new people with, great ideas. My good friend John Harris calls it the good idea department.
I love that, by the way. I love that.
I know I've mentioned it on here before, but yep. They've wanted to make some documentation changes because new people are in positions and need to put their fingerprints on it.
Why?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. my good friend that I share an office with, Daniel, he was talking about we have to do some safety documents for some of the work that we do and produce them annually. And he's like, I get so frustrated because he was renewing one that we've done for years. It's one of our main customers. It's the same stuff over and over again. But he's like, this one safety guy has always wanted to make a tweak here and then the next year change it right back. And he's finally like called him out on it. Like, yeah, like, you mean like last year? You want to change it back to the time before? Is that what we're doing? But we've got some new people in place and some changes have been made, you know, personal preference, and just it's grating because it's why?
Right.
Why do you need it this way? Like this is how we've done it. Our customers like it this way. We like it this way. We're used to this. But no, let's change it. New formats. It needs more. It needs more of this, more of that, and it's just work we don't have time to do. So new documentation, new formats, punt them right off the lawn. And then the serious one, and I know I've mentioned this before, but I called Kevin from Walmart the other day because as I'm looking at the pegs, looking for some things, they had some of the newer superstars, but I'd already acquired those thanks to the Jays and a trip to the Smokies. I'd already acquired all the new superstars. But as I look over, I see, and I was like, huh, that's a really old Chris Jericho figure. And then I look at the box, and it's a Cody Basic box that someone had replaced with an old Chris Jericho figure and didn't even try to keep the box pristine, like just mangled it, taped it back on, returned it to Walmart. Well, then I look over again because I'm sitting there, and hey, there's Andrade in an Austin Theory box. And then the more I got to looking at that Andrade, like this was very well used, like a kid had played with it a lot. The paint was scuffed, there was scuffs, wear, and all that stuff. But yeah, threw it back in the box, taped it up, returned it to the store. These big swappers it's a thorn in the side to collectors. I haven't been back to see if they put them back out. I took them to the service desk and just told the young lady working there, I was like, hey, I just wanted to bring this to you guys and your attention. These are not the right figs. Someone took the figs out and put other ones in and returned them to you. These shouldn't be on the shelf.
Right.
You know, this is incorrect.
What did the service desk say?
Well, the girl was just, oh, okay, well, thank you. You know, that was, you know, she was not managed. I saw when we were checking out later that one of the managers was actually looking at them. And I don't know what happened there. Again, haven't been back. If I go back and find them on the shelves, I'm just going to.
Well, bark. if they're back on the shelves, if you go back there, there's a breakdown in systems.
Yeah.
Because if that's obviously wrong product, wrong case. You know, everything's wrong about it. It should be going back to claims. It shouldn't be going back to the shelves. The only time when I think it was at a Walmart.
Yes.
So if it's the only reason why I would ever hit the shelves again is because if there was like a shift change and somebody came back into work returns, and returns aren't always necessarily, you know, somebody's returned an item, whether it be, you know, hey, I bought this and my wife bought the same coffee maker and I'm just returning this, or, you know, I bought these pants and they were too small, whatever it is. Returns can also be just carts that were left behind with things in them, or, you know, I mean, returns can be any number of things. So the only thing I can think of is if one of the support workers came in and just went directly to work their returns and grabbed it without thinking. Otherwise, that should definitely be. That should not hit the shelves again, Al. That just should not.
Yeah, that one was, I realize, you know, those are two of the more difficult basics to come across right now, especially. And if you're not, you know, well, if you're listening to this, you're most likely a collector But if you're not collecting Cody Fig, they are hot right now, to say the least. So I get the desirability, but it's basics, man.
Right.
It's $10.
There's no excuse either way, Alf, to me.
Well, like, I agree.
You can't. I still, and this goes way back to, you know, our early episodes. Like, this has always been something that is kind of a reoccurring get off the lawn for us. And I really think, I always go back to the same thing. If you're swapping figs, we don't want you. We just don't want you. Go away. You're not helping. You're not, in my mind, you're not really a true collector of any kind if you're swapping. You know what I mean? Like, you're not an actual collector. You look behind me, I got a collection, right? These are figs that I've acquired, that I've purchased, that you've sent me, whatever it is. But they're figs, right? They're full. They're what I want. They're what I like. They're what makes me happy. And if you're buying to swap, what are you getting out of it? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. It boggles my mind, man. I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah. It's always astounded me. And like when I open those Supremes, the newer Supremes, and I message you. Well, actually, I called you up. I said, yeah, well, we got to be on the lookout because these are even easier to swap than before.
Right.
Because the package that holds the figure is not glued onto the backing. So,
yeah,
just slides. Once you cut the tape, everything slides right out.
It's horrible, man.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my two real ones, is the document changes and these dastardly pig swappers.
Yeah, man. I hate
it. I saw in my town.
Yeah. Get out of my town. Get off my lawn. I hear you, man. So I'll tell you, I'd recently started playing a game with a bunch of the guys there. My buddy Tony over from the Wizards. Old Double T, he's playing it now. Vince and Justin from Inconclusive, they're playing it. I have a great time playing that game, man. Just really fun, right? You know what I mean? You get in there, you get your headset on, everybody's shooting things. It's a good time. But what I've come to realize is that there are people that cheat in this game. And when I say that, there's like computer players that get in there somehow, and they must do something with I don't know how they do it, man. I'm not that well versed in things like programs and things like that. But it's quite obvious when you are cheating, because if I have, or anybody in my group, right, my squad, has any type of overpowered gun and you shoot us all and kill us all with one shot with the most basic of guns, we know something's amiss, right? Right. We know something's amiss. If you one hit quit an entire squad with the most basic gun in the game, we know that you're cheating. We know it. And then there was one that was, Justin had told me that they were actually shooting them from underneath the map. So they got into the game. They could not get shot, but they could shoot everybody else because they've somehow figured out to be under the map and kill people. Now, I got to tell you, Al, a couple things. One, if you're spending that much time on trying to hack a game so you could cheat something as simple as this game, your abilities could probably be applied to make you some money.
Yeah.
Your abilities could probably go somewhere a little bit more useful. Right? People are there just to have a good time. Why are you ruining the good time? We're trying to have a nice time. We're shooting people. Pow! Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really I'm not like a shoot 'em up guy, but this game has it's got like a fun spin on shooting 'em up. It's nice. It's a fun time. Like,
you like to play as a lady out here, you know. That's
no, not true. Not true. Double T plays as essentially a mix between Peggy Bundy and Suzanne Summers Thighmaster. Now, Tony, he's the one you got to watch. Tony is always some type of lady, sometimes in a bunny costume. You don't know what he's going to do. He's out there, man. But it's fun, right? I have a lot of fun playing that game. But I just, these people that are cheating at such a simple game, go away. Right? We don't need you. We don't want you.
I feel like Tony and Matt, and if you've seen the movie Free Guy,
yeah.
So the programmers, when they go in to stop Guy, but the one always dresses as the cop with the porno mustache, yeah. And the other one dresses in the full bunny suit. Right. That's how I envision Matt and Tony playing this game, like, you know, just full on pink bunny suit and just.
No, man, I'll tell you, man, I don't think I've laughed as hard ever playing a video game that I have playing with those guys, man. Double T is he's a blast to play that game with. Tony's great. Vince and Justin are fantastic, man. It's a nice little squad we got going, but I'm done with these people that are cheating, man. I'm just kind of over it. It's bugging the hell out of me.
Yeah, it is frustrating. I know Call of Duty, that's a real problem too, because there's ways that they can get inside of walls where you can't shoot them, but they can shoot.
How much fun can that be?
And I don't get it either, because we have allegedly had times where, let's say, a gaming system was brought in when, you know, for lunch breaks.
Right, yeah,
gotcha. We fired up and played each other. And Luke is in our offices by far the best. So he will get like just knives and run around.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because we're not as good as he is.
Right.
Yeah. And he's fearless.
What's the thing too? Like I'm not very skilled. Like, I mean, the majority of my game playing has always been revolved around different football games, you know, UFC games, man. I'll put somebody down in a UFC game. And then your Mario Karts and your Mario Parties, that kind of thing. Mario Golf, original Mario Golf, like that kind of stuff, man. That's what I've
always been. Somebody has to clarify on a game, just, you can get off my lawn, dude. Yes. Original Mario Golf, you play any of them, you punk.
What the hell's wrong with that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm talking about the NES, yeah, Mario Golf, man. Now they got all different kinds of ones, and now you're getting me off the lawn just because I had to clarify? Get off my lawn, man. Jeez.
I just always love those people that have to clarify. Well, it's got to be this one. And I'm just like,
It doesn't have to be, man. I got the new one, too. I just saying I like to play the original one.
I kind of want to get the new one now that you mentioned. That's a whole nother sidetrack.
I'll tell you what. On the Switch?
Yeah.
Pretty damn fun.
Okay.
Pretty damn fun. I've put in a couple few hours playing that, because I'm not a golfer in general, but I'll play some Mario Golf, man. I'll get into that a little bit.
Yeah.
Why not? Al, I'm going to tell you this. I only got one more. It's been a pretty good run, man. I haven't really, not too many people bothering me or, you know, pissing me off, anything like that. As this drops, yesterday was the Super Bowl. And I've gotten to the point now where I want Taylor Swift on the TV more. That's where I've gotten to, because I'm so sick of people bitching and complaining about Taylor Swift being on the TV screen and all these anti people. I guess let her live her life, right? Let her live her life. Now, I didn't need her when she was first there that first time and they cut after every play. I mean, it wasn't every play, but too many cuts to the skybox where she was in, right? Just too many. But now as time's gone on, people have gotten so pissed off about seeing Taylor Swift during the game. I'm to the point where I'm like, you know what? Show her all the time. To hell with it. Give her a headset. Let her listen in and see what the OC's doing, right? I don't care. Why is it bothering you that much? How old is she? What, is she going to be like 30, 32, 33, 34?
30s, yeah.
Kelsey's around that same age? Let these kids have a nice time, right? Young love. Let them do what they need to do. Live and let live, right, Al? Live and let live.
But it ruins football, Kevin.
Why? Why? That's what all you jagoffs that are out there That whoa, Taylor Swift. That Chiefs are going to win because the NFL wants Taylor Swift. Shut up. Shut up. All of you can shut up. Now, here's, I will say this. I am hoping that as this episode drops the day after the Super Bowl, I am hoping that we did see San Francisco win.
Right? Yeah.
I am not a Pat Mahomes guy, right? Hell of a player. Gives me that real, real douche buffet kind of a vibe. So,
yeah, you know the type. I lost a lot of respect for him in that Buffalo game in the regular season.
Okay.
After the game, he came off as a whiny little entitled, you know, because all he said to Josh Allen, you know, shaking his hands, that's kind of a tradition now that the quarterbacks, you know, will, after the game, come and meet each other, you know, I guess dap each other up, whatever it is, you know, that kind of stuff, and you know, have usually a brief conversation, mm-hmm. you know, wishing well or things like that. And all he wanted to do was complain about that call.
Yeah.
Worst call I've ever seen in my life. I was like, it was third down, and you got two other shots on that possession alone.
Yeah. And you know what? Anytime anybody touches him, his hands go up.
Yeah.
Anytime anybody touches anybody downfield, his hands go up. Like, just stop it, man. Stop it. I really hope, and I'm not a Bosa guy either. Is Bosa out? Is Bosa playing?
Yeah, Bosa's playing.
I hope Warner or Bosa or Greenlaw or Armstead, somebody.
Chase Young,
yeah, that works too. Somebody. I don't even care if it's damn Ambry Thomas, who I think's worthless, comes off the, like, I don't care who it is. I hope somebody rocks the hell out of that bitch. Like, I hope somebody, like, turns his lights off. And hopefully when he comes to, he could be, maybe he can be an adult. I don't know. They're just throwing it out there.
Back into it.
Right, right. And after I heard him screaming the, I'm him. Shut up. I don't know what that means. I'm him. Who? Who's him? Okay, apparently it's Patrick Mahomes. But what does it mean? I don't know what it means. I'm him.
Everybody keeps trying to ordain him as the greatest, the next, you know, one of the quarterbacks, which he's otherworldly talent.
Very talented.
Granted.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I still hold, you know, caveats against people, you know, like LeBron. It's like you haven't got to six yet, you know, to even have a conversation. You know, as far as I'm concerned on greatness, you played five more seasons than Jordan and just now broke the scoring record. Like, but, you know, they don't want to hear that one either.
Yeah.
You know, all these different things that I'm just like, okay. Well, it's the same way with Patrick Mahomes because it's like, well, yeah, he's going to be greater than Brady. It's like, you got to cool your jets on slice because. It's like one thing that Patrick Mahomes will never be able to get back. He never beat him in the game. The Bucks beat the brakes off the Chiefs that year.
Yeah. Like when you get in those conversations too, I think one of the things that people always like, you fail to remember the teams that were around.
Yeah.
You know I mean, cause like football is more a team sport maybe than any of the other sports. And to
arguably like the most team sport.
Right. So in order to get to that, and now Brady's got the records on top of it, like statistical records on top of it. For me, like the favorite players, I know we're not a football podcast, but a little sidetrack here, but there was a time when I swear to you, nobody threw a better ball than Aaron Rodgers, period. The touch, the accuracy, the deep ball, the swing passes. There was a period of time when I don't think anybody touched his accuracy. It was amazing.
That's
now
fair.
He's got one championship. I still think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever put cleats on. And if you were to put him, if you put a better cast around him, probably would have had multiple Super Bowls. Didn't have the cast around him to get there. You know what I mean? Like it happens. Brady always had a good cast, like
yeah.
At every level because he always took less in his contracts. You know what I mean? Like he was a great team player. And I would, even though I'm not a giant fan of his, I will say he's he's one of the greatest to ever play, easily. He also, you know, he didn't scream, "I'm him." You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He didn't do that. And that also helps a little bit. I just, yeah, that stuff just shakes me, man. Anyways, the fans that are pissed off about Taylor Swift, shut up. Get off my lawn. All right. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan either. Oh, well, enjoy the game. She's not ruining the game for you. You're ruining the game for yourself by letting it bug you. Shut up. Get off my lawn. Oh, Al. Now we got to move on, man. We got things to cover today. We talked about this a little bit, man. It was something that I had kind of thought of last night while I was watching a Saturday Night's Main Event. And I noticed a performer, and I went, geez, he hasn't had a fig in a long time. He's overdue. He's due for a fig. So I want to just break off a little bit of time, a couple minutes, and talk about some guys that, you know, are overdue for a fig. I'm talking, you know, an elite. Like, who is overdue to you, Al? Who needs an elite?
This goes back to our roots of booking our fig lines, really.
Yeah, it kind of does. Because
there's a lot of those in there, which since we've been booking these fig lines, like, I've got multiple Captain Lou's either in possession or on the way.
We might be giving them the insider information here, Al.
Yeah, come on now. But my number one, I would say, with a bullet, and I know he's had, you know, at least the one LJN big. But I played the music for Kevin earlier. And it's got to be Slick. I need a new elite version of Slick. I know there's, I think, Zombie Sailor's producing some Slick. I need the elite. Something about the Jive Soul Bro, that you could do so many things with it. You could make it a chase. You could do variation, and people would go nuts over it. That's those managers, especially of that era, hit a sweet spot for me. And again, Bobby Figs, I'll always take another Bobby Fig. But like Jimmy Hart, you know, you get good artwork on the jackets and stuff. Yeah, sign me up. You know, we just got one. Give me a Slick. Just, it set it right off for me. I'd love to put it between, put it beside Akeem on the shelf there.
Yeah. That's one that I would like them to re-release, is an Akeem. You know, give me another Akeem legend. You know what I mean? Obviously, you can't do an awful lot with his look. His look was his look. But the guy that spawned this whole thought for me, this whole idea, was Superfly.
Yeah.
Because the match was him versus, I believe it was Boris Zukov. And he came down wearing some very, like, a lot of garb. You know what I mean? Like, he always had... Not always, but the majority of the time he would have something, right? He would wear something to the ring, at least that little head wrap deal that he had there. But he had, like, he wore a lot to the ring in this match. Now, the match was very short. It sucked, and Jimmy Snuka looked like he was out of his mind. But, like, watching him walk down to the ring and all that, I went, golly, that'd make a great elite. When was the last, like, when was his last Superfly? When was, what, Legends? Early Legends.
Yeah.
I went, man, I could go for a Snuka Elite. I would love to have a Jimmy Snuka Elite like that. I think we're in that time now. Where I was like, yes, we're overdue. We need another Jimmy. And I don't even, like, to me, I don't even care if it's, you know, Speedo Jimmy or if it's Long Tight Jimmy. I don't care. But we need one, man. We need one. And that's kind of where my head was at. You said Bobby, and you took the words right out of my mouth because I thought Bobby in one of those. You know, those jackets that he wore.
Yeah.
That's where my mind went, you know, a little star on the back. And that would be great. I would love to see a Bobby. And we've had Bobbies, but we haven't had one in a while.
I would love Commentator Bobby in the red sequin jacket with the bow tie.
That ain't bad at all. I could go for that. Yeah. I could go for that. And there's just so many that come to mind. I would like them. We talked about it before. I'd love them to do LOD 2000. And I think that they're probably overdue for an LOD release. And the one that really came to mind was I worked a show with him recently. Worked a show with Al Snow. Correct me if I'm wrong, Al, but we've never seen an Al Snow Elite, have we?
Not to my knowledge, no.
We need an Al Snow Elite. We need a Job Squad Al Snow Elite, man. And that's, oh boy, overdue, long overdue. Because when you think Al Snow Figs, you always go to the Jacks, don't you?
Yep.
And he had to have a classic in there.
I want to say yes. I want to say that it had the one with the Job Squad shirt and head.
Yeah. So, but we need an Elite Al Snow. Like, these are just guys that are just, they're long overdue, and we get, you know, we're still getting multiple Hogans, right? Which is fine. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind grabbing those Hogans. I like that we're seeing a lot more Andre now. Like, I love seeing more Andre Figs. But we should pepper in some of those guys, right? We should pepper in the Al Snows and a new Bobby. Like, those type of guys would be perfect.
Well, I've got you a set that would be a fun one. Give me the Oddities. All of them. Just for fun.
Al.
Yeah.
Al.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No. I'm okay with Kurgan, right? Yeah. I'm okay with Kurgan. Golga, sure. I'm fine with Golga. You throw Luna in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Luna too. And then you're going to throw, I forget that other guy's name.
Silva, Giant Silva.
Yeah, the Giant Silva. We don't need a Giant Silva.
Put it as a pack. Like, you don't sell them as individuals. Put it as a pack of Elites. It'd be fun.
As long as you're not pushing ICP on me, I'm okay. I figured ICP would be in that group for you.
No. I just want the wrestling talent there. But that was fun. And then going way back, because this is going to hit you in the feels. We've had a few of these, you know, different announcers, different things. Lord Alfred Hayes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Nice little addition.
Lord Alfred would be great, man. I was thinking Jesse, too. Jesse be, like, they could even go like Jesse. They could do a three pack and
you
go.
You could do a Legends line of Jesse's.
Yeah.
Run out of material.
Well, I was just thinking, like, if you want to do a three pack of Superstar, Jesse, and Hulk. I mean, they're all tied into it. It would make perfect sense, right?
Be fantastic.
Yeah, man, that's good. I like that. I like that.
I would love an announcer Jesse when he's got like the beads.
Yeah,
on the head. Like, that's a fun one. I mean, I've got my one Jesse Ventura action figure that I'm looking at right now. He's a Navy SEAL.
She was a Navy damn SEAL.
Yeah,
sorry,
I sent you Governor Ventura.
Yeah. So. He's right over here. Man, there's so many different ways, so many different like figs that I think that we should get a couple more, right? We should get a couple more. And I like what they're doing. Like they're hitting on all cylinders, but there's some, I mean, I would love to see their Bobby Backlund, but I understand like there's only so much you can do with a Bobby Backlund, right? There's not a ton, obviously. Yeah. Younger Bobby would be nice. Because the Elite that we got, was that in the 50s?
It's either 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
At the latest, they're very early 60s, but I want to say it was in the 50s.
Yeah, in my head, it was in the 50s too, but like that's the 90s, right? That's the 90s Bobby B. Give me a younger Bobby B. I'd be okay with that. There's a lot of different ways they could go, but I just wanted to kind of talk, like I say, just a little chat about some guys that we need, some overdue guys. Just put it out there, right? Just put it out. I said Sultan. How long ago? And look, now we're getting a Sultan. So I like that, man. We'd put it out there and see what happens. See what happens.
I'd like to see Abyss as well, but that's a whole nother.
An Abyss?
Yeah.
Who do you think owns the rights to Abyss?
That's a great question. The way licensing goes, you know, we were going to get WrestleMania 7 Ultimate Edition Macho Man, and it got nixed because they lost the licensing. So it's, I don't understand how that is. I know that there's some sneaky ways people have done it. We've discussed that in the past at length, but I don't know if he would own that. If someone else could get him to sign with them. I would love to just, I'm ready after seeing Iron Claw, see some more Power Town Ultras.
Yeah.
Give me some more Von Erichs. I really, after watching that movie and then going back and watching some World Class, I'd like to get a David Von Erich and a Kevin Von Erich go on my carry.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Man. Makes sense. Yeah. I just wanted, like I say, just want to discuss a little side mission here when we're talking about figs, man. There's just a lot of guys out there that overdue, need updates, need something. Haku's another one. Haku or Meng. I mean, give me Faces of Fear. It'd be awesome in a Legends line.
Yeah.
There's Dungeon of Doom. Just a Dungeon of Doom Legends line would be fantastic. I'd be all about that. But anyways, Al, we got sidetracked on a side mission. We got to go to the original mission, man. As always, brought to you by our good friends over at JNJ Figures. Man, follow them over on Twitter at JNJ Figures or on the whatnot. JNJ Figures. Go to their website, jjfigures.com. Man, they're out there. They're finding the unique. They're finding the hard to find. They're finding figs that you forgot they made. They're out there, and guess who's got them? The Jays got them. I love their whatnot stream. Always have fun popping in the whatnot stream, seeing what's moving, seeing how everybody's doing. It's a very welcoming atmosphere. I strongly encourage anybody out there that's a fig collector to check out their whatnot streams. Stop by their store, man. Page through the stuff. That's one of the things I love about the J&J's website. It's just paging through. You never know what you're going to, next page and see what pops up, man. I love J's. Love what they're doing. Buy with confidence. They know how to ship. They're collectors first. They're absolutely fantastic guys. That's what I always say, man. If I'm supporting somebody, if I'm buying from somebody, it always helps knowing that I'm buying from somebody that's a good person. And old J and young J alike, great guys. Old J Wrestling Takes might be out there every now and again, but that's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there, right, Al?
Yeah.
So with that, man, mission. Where we been? Where we going? What are we doing?
We're taking us a little multi-pack detour from the main mission. We've got a few here that hit in the fall of 98, so we're going to cover a few of them. We've got some other sets, kind of bookending this, but we covered last time the Attitude 4-pack, which contained the LOD 2000 figs. Overall, we were happy with three of the four figs. So.
Yeah.
Ultimately gave, I think, the whole set, as far as just a set, a C+. But today we're going to have a little fun. Ringside has recently released, I think it's like a defining moment type line.
It was, and then they changed it.
They did? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Three Faces of Foley, the Mick Foley Triple Threat 3-pack that we're going to be reviewing from the Jack VCA line, released in September of 98. We've seen a couple of these figures. We got one new one. So the review will be fairly expedient, possibly, but we'll start with Mankind. This Jack's BCA Mankind. That's just excellent. I mean, there's things we've talked about at nauseam, but if you look at Wrestling Figure Database, this Triple Threat 3-pack, you've got a really good display image of the three figs on guard. And Mankind with the gear, with the mask, with those, the shaved out portions of his hair. The big drawback, I know he's still got those big pearly white chompers.
He has got the pearly white chomps.
And it really sticks out in this photograph to me. Like, those are massive, man. Got the Mankind garb, like the dark brown with the light brown accents. Got the logo there on the front as well as the back. The elbow pads and the wrist tape on that left hand, that's unfortunate. That's kind of an oversight, of the Jack's detailing here. But, got the right hand with that over the middle and ring finger, that guard where he could do the mandible claw to people. The boots with the kind of like the straps around them, the light brown straps with the black boots. I mean, just so much detail. So well done on this fig. I mean, we talk about it a lot. We've seen this one several times, and we've always been a big fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm still a big fan. You know, looking at it, yes, I wish they would have not had the elbow pads, but they did that on the first one, so it's just kind of reproducing these figs and these packs. Wish the chompers would have been a little better, but such is life.
You know, I like the only thing that I don't like about this fig is that it's a slammer. That's the only thing. So that's just because I'm just not a fan of slammers just in general. They always were, I don't know, just not as good as the BC, just the regular BCAs, in my opinion. The details are all here. I love the damn, that logo, man. I got that tattooed on me, man. I love that. The thing that's weird about the slammers is that little, the action, whatever it would be, lever is in the back and it pokes right through where that back logo would be, that Mankind logo. And it just looks strange. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't like those levers poking out of the backs. That's the thing I don't like. Outside of that, man, I love the fig. I still wish it was the standard BCA.
Yeah.
But the details are there. The only thing that you really don't like is obviously the elbow pads and those pearly white chompers, man. Outside of that, I love the fig.
Yeah.
Now, do you, when you look at this compared to the BCA, do you deduct points because it is a BCA, or not a BCA, because it's a slammer?
I mean, we've graded this as a slammer previously. Let me look that one up.
Yeah, because I know, like, I don't know, there's, I think the slammers was not their best idea or best work. No, just in general, as far as a fig, like you had a fine thing going with just BCAs. You didn't need to add the action, right?
We were still fairly high on him.
I'm guessing we were about B plus.
It's an A minus.
Okay. Yeah.
On Slammer Series 1.
And I can see that, man, with the detail that goes into this fig. It's a beautiful looking fig. Like I said, the only thing that I have an issue with is that it's a slammer. Body type's a little thin for Mick, in my opinion. But that's why I was thinking, like, I would be at a B plus on this fig.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, I'm okay with, you know, A minus, B plus, you know, that kind of range. I know we were an A on the original BCA fig. So
yeah, and that's, I mean, that computes in my mind, because say, I think the BCA is better. I mean, if B plus is good with you, B plus is good with me.
Yeah. Yeah, I can live with that. Do we have to talk about the next one?
I mean, the next one's an A, right? We could just say it's an A.
I mean, we'll talk about it. It's the Dude Love. It's the, it's one of the ultimate figs of any of these lines. I mean, I was just trying to find the actual grading of it. I believe we were at an A on this one. Yeah, there it is. Slammer Series 2. Dude Love is not an A.
It's not.
No, it's an A plus.
Okay. I believe it, man.
It's still quite possibly the best Dude Love figure we have seen.
Yes. I mean, easily.
Yeah. I haven't seen the latest Dude Love in person, but this one is still just solid.
It's, again, I mean, I'm just going to go back to I wish it wasn't a slammer. And the other thing that I wish they would have done is I wish that hand was more molded like the Mankind.
Yeah.
Because he has that tie-dye kind of wrap around his mandible claw hand. Mm-hmm. But you can't do the mandible claw with it. And that's to me, that's a miss. But the rest of the details on this fig are outstanding. The shirt's great. The Oh Have Mercy on the back. The tie-dye bandana. The shades just kind of down a little bit. Little earrings he's got there, man. This is a... We gave it an A-plus before, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that was one of those that it's, I've got it downstairs. It's arguably the, it's incredible.
I mean, I don't know how I would argue for a lesser grade, I guess, is where I'm at. Like, just the fact that it's a, to be graded against slammers, is that why it ended up being an A plus?
Well, there was that, but it's still, I mean, just the tie-dye's right on this. The first elite version of Dude Love, they messed up the tie-dye. I'm not as crazy on some of the faces that they put on Mick lately. Right. I think some of them have been, you know, a little askew. My favorite Mick lately has been that, I think it was the ECW Cactus Jack.
That's
been my favorite lately. But, yeah, I love it. I still love this pig. I was messing with it in the garage earlier.
You're playing figs in the garage?
Yeah, that's right.
Attaboy.
I meant to bring it up before we did this line, just so I'd have it here in hand. We could just play the Dude Love music in the background, but you know, we might get sued. I don't know.
That theme song is fantastic, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's something.
I'll go A plus, man. I have no reason to take any points away from it. That's for sure.
Well, the last one, which looking at this dude, I do wish the glasses, they would have had like the tie dye on the glasses.
Yeah.
A little bit more color, but
yeah.
Last one we've got here is good old Cactus Jack. Comes with an accessory. Got that barbed wire baseball bat. I'm going to cover the body and come to the face last, Kevin. But love that he's got the cut off wanted dead Cactus Jack shirt. But he's got the black, you know, the black tights and the brown boots there. Just fun, like from the neck down. This face is a little goofy to me. I'm not saying Cactus Jack wasn't goofy, but, and it could be how this one's painted, like the eyes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love the missing tooth. That's one of the things. Phone is not cooperating with me. I love that he's got the bang bang finger on the left hand.
Yep.
The right hand taped. And again, this one, you know, it could be that this particular one that we're looking at on card, how it looks. That right eye, I don't know what area code it's in or what zip code it's in. Like, it's, you know, kind of rolling back into his head.
Right.
Looks a little deranged. And the face just seems a little, just slightly off. Not bad, but slightly.
So I'll say this, Al. I'm looking at a picture of it loose. And it looks like a younger Cactus Jack. Is more what I'm seeing there, just in the face. Now, the things I love about this, I love the boots, love the tights, very basic, but they hit all the marks. I love the shirt. The shirt's great. The bang bang hand, that's perfect. The face does look, it still looks very much Cactus to me. It looks like a younger Cactus, and it almost looks like maybe a little touch of Bruiser Brody in there as well.
Yeah.
But still enough Cactus that I can go, yeah, I like the face. I like the detail, you know, on the boots, while not completely that same kind of scheme that he had. It's very close and it works for me. But the thing I love, I think maybe more than anything else, is that this is the perfect body type.
Yes.
Perfect body type for a Mick Foley fig. And there's nothing here that I don't like. Like, the missing tooth is beautiful. The beard looks right. The hair looks right. The You say that that face, it just to me a little bit younger cactus, but definitely a cactus.
It looks a little too skinny for a McFoley face.
Yeah.
And I was looking back at the other two and I was like, well, the mask, you know, and then the glasses and the hair kind of detract from it, but you know, this is just him.
Right.
And so that's kind of one of the things that I'm seeing, like, you know, it seems just slightly too skinny. Not you, you've sold me that it's Cactus Jack.
Like
I wholeheartedly fully believe that. Yeah. Yeah. This is him. But, I don't know. It's just, it's not the A plus. I mean, it's a fairly high grade. It's not terrible by any stretch. I mean, from the neck down, it is an A plus.
Yeah. It looks almost like they took the cue from the shirt. Cause on that shirt, it's a skinnier cactus face.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know where you're. I love that the accessory is there too. I think the lowest I would grade this is an A-.
That's where I'm at.
That's where you're at. Okay. Yeah. So we kind of hit it there. As a 3-pack though, man. Now, is this the first time we got a 3-pack of all the same performer? I got to say yes.
To my knowledge, yes.
Which is, that's a feat in itself.
Right.
And couldn't be a better guy to do it. There's nothing wrong with this 3-pack, Al.
No.
You have three good representations of an outstanding performer. As a 3-pack, can I say A+? Is there anything you would change? I might not go A+. I might go A.
Yeah. But because, I mean, that's still, it's fantastic.
Yeah. I think the only reason why I would go A instead of A+ is because two slammers. Like, I think that's it. That's the only reason I would hold back on it from an A+ as a 3-pack. This is as good as it gets, man. This is well done by Jax.
You're looking at like a 92.666, you know, into infinity, a 92 2/3 average grade on this.
No.
Or it's just the actual numerical grading.
So, I mean, that's an A. Beautiful, man. Love the mission. That's a nice short shot mission of figs that all of them were good. All of them are good.
I was going to say, and the Jays really appreciate that mission because they're big fans of Foley.
Yeah, which Jay has a Foley tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Got to step up that game, young and old Jay. Step it up. Do either of them actually have a Foley tattoo?
I have no idea. I don't know if either of them have tattoos, to be honest with you.
Well, there that is. Gotta get on that there, Jay. He's gotta get on that. That is the mission brought to you by J&J Figures, our good friends over at J&J. Jay's young and old, man. Buy with confidence. Great guys. Check out their streams and hop in a stream. You will not regret hopping in one of their streams. I can guarantee it, man. You'll find some steals. You'll have a good time. Welcoming crew, welcoming crowd, man. It's a great time in those J streams, and I can't recommend them enough. And always head over. You're looking for figs. You're looking for new figs. Guess what? J&J, they got you. They got the new figs. You can order just directly from them. You don't want to go to Target. You don't want to go to Walmart. You don't want to go. Just go ahead and bring them up. Boom. J&J, put your order in. Get your figs. Ship next day unless otherwise noted. Next day. And they ship quick, man. Yeah. Quick. There is nothing. You can never go wrong buying from the Jays. Trust me, I've bought a fair amount from the Jays.
Yeah,
yeah. So Al, it's
all lightweight for you though. They are going to be carrying some new lines too, as well. Like there's some different Bendems and the big rubber guys, and I'm trying to remember like wrestling collections. Like they're becoming vendors for these new. up and coming like alternative lines. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I was so happy when they got, they started carrying Mattel.
Yeah.
Hell of an accomplishment by the Jays, man. I can't support the guys over at J&J Figures enough. Can't do it enough. Al. Trophies. Now, usually, I'm going to say this. Usually, I got a J trophy here and there. It's been a while since I've gotten a J box. But the reason why that is, man, I've been busy. Been doing some schooling. Been getting some certifications from the state. Man, I want to get back in those J streams. And J's, I'll be back soon. I'll be buying again soon. Man, I missed going to the J stream. I can't go right now, Al. I'm on pause. I had to hit a freeze because of this career change. But guess what, Al? When I become unfrozen, when I thaw, I'll be there, Jays. I'm looking right at you, babe. I'll be there.
Yeah, I don't have any. I'm looking. I don't have a Jays box yet. I've got some on the way. Ordered from the website. Actually, our new admin, we were talking about wrestlers, and she was talking about some old school wrestlers, but then got into, I'd really like the Steiner brothers. And I told her, I said, oh, well, they've recently released some Steiner brother figures from Mattel. And have you seen those? And so I took her she's not a big fan of Big Papa Pump. Like, she wants the older Scott Steiner, the mullet. But I took her one of those 104s that I was holding from my buddy Steven. So I hopped on the J's, JJFigures.com, did a quick order on the to replace his, because he's going to have it loose for his collection. He's a big dog-faced gremlin guy. So
okay.
He's gotcha. Got him to go with the Papa Pump. But that said, I did get a delivery, a little bit epic, to say the least, from Epic Toys. I don't know if I sent you it yet, but I got their version of Demolition. Fantastic. Exceptional work. Nailing this particular era, a little bit older with this face paint. That's a lot of fun. They had the Powers of Pain. I didn't order those in this line with them, but you know, they got different stuff. Like, they've got a Diamond Dallas Page, a Eddie Guerrero, Adrian Street. They got Killer Bees. It's going to be coming out in this line. So a lot of fun, but I really wanted these Demolition figs when I heard about it, because, well, it's Demolition.
Right.
You will always take my money.
But it's actually one of the matches on one of the Saturday Night's main events I just watched was Demolition versus the Brainbusters.
Yeah. Well, at Walmart, I was going through perusing, and they, I guess, are unclogging some of the back stock. And I wasn't going to get it at first when I first saw it, but this horror Casey Jones Phantom of the Opera from the Ninja Turtles chorus line. The other heads, like, there's one where the part of the mask is missing and part of his skin, you know, like the Phantom. It's just great details, a lot of fun. I had to grab it. Today, I got from Mattel the Ultimate Edition Roddy and George the Animal Steel Coliseum collection digs. Very excited. I got a organize a shelf up above me as I look back. But
how's the George, like, I guess, body? How'd they do on the hair, man? That's the question.
Yeah, if you talk amongst yourself right now, I'll see if we can see it through the packaging.
Well, I go back to the LJN. I remember we had that LJN that looked like it had had a real issue with its skin, and it was supposed to be the hair, but they didn't really paint that. Remember that the LJN? It looked goofy, is what it looked. And now they came out with this Ultimate Edition. I was like, man, in my head, I was like, well, I wonder what they're doing with that body. I'm glad that they're not like I don't want real hair. I think that's weird. It freaks me out a little bit. But just something there, textured, you know, because the man was essentially wearing a Cosby sweater his entire life, whether he was wearing a shirt or not. So from that standpoint, I just, in my head, I'm like, boy, I wonder what that body type looks like in person, I guess, you know, in hand. That LJN was not a good look.
It looked like the villain Victor Zsasz off Batman a little bit. Mm. Like he was scarring himself every kill, you know.
Yeah. Just
putting a cut in there. That's kind of the vibe, you know, after we reviewed that George the Animal Steel, which I'm still very fond of George the Animal Steel, you know, that LJN. That was, he had a lot of great matches in our fake bed back in the day. But yeah. Looking at it now through newer eyes, yeah, it's a little off.
Yeah, which I'm hoping that this one looks a little bit better. The hot rod looks beautiful. Let's see what that George looks like, man. What do we got? What are we looking at here, Al? What's the George looking like?
Hit everything. It appears to be painted on.
Okay.
And fairly well. Like that's a tedious paint job right there.
Oh yeah, I see. Man, they did a great job. That looks great. Fantastic job. Hats off to Mattel.
Yeah, this Coliseum collection line is something else.
Yeah. That's fantastic, man. Great job.
I'm really looking forward to, because I know the next one's up in the queue, or at least they were. Even though I'm not a Brett guy, that old school Heart Foundation set, it's fantastic, Kevin. Like,
of course it is, man.
Yeah. I mean, Brett's face is still not fully there. I don't get that, but it's to have that's an important set, and fits with this whole Coliseum collection mindset. This is where I'm hoping we get a Slick. So out
a
of
Slick.
That line. Yeah.
The Ronald McDonald, Freddie Blassie. Outback Jack.
Gang.
Could you imagine Outback
Don't.
Jack?
Yeah.
a lot of fun. Hercules, that horrible Hercules, that'd be fun.
But Mattel could probably crush it, which would make it an awesome Hercules.
Exactly. So those are the ones that I'm more looking for, if they are going to continue on doing these LJNs, is those like that
Ronald, pure line.
Yeah, the Ronald McDonald Blassie, the Outback Jack, the damn that Hercules that was miserable. What's the other one I'm thinking of, Al? I can't remember off the top of my head. Well, Don Morocco wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
I mean, so many that I could do.
Ted Arcidi, some of these obscure ones.
Kenny Patera. Yeah.
You got into the black card line, so the Haku and the Warlord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm there, man. I'm there.
But the last, and I'll say this, the last trophy for this week, it's quite possibly the most impressive one that I've seen yet. I ordered a custom Rick Rude from my good man, Jason Wolf. I've been hyping this up. I don't drop it now. Hyping this up for a while. It's the Halloween Havoc when he fought Flair. That's the tights, Kevin.
Oh, wow.
With Flair on one side. That Missy or Fifi or...
it might have been Fifi.
Fifi. It's Fifi because it's on the tights.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Jason rushed this.
Yeah, hats off to him, man. That looks beautiful.
This is, and I know he's gotten into the realm of decals. This one was still a tall order. I apologize to Jason for requesting this one, but it was one I was like, man, I would love a Rick Rude in these tights. And he's like, okay. Yeah. Jeez, he put a price on it, and I was like, yep, let's go.
Man. And he slaughtered it. He did a great job. Great job.
It's my new favorite of these customs that I have. It is hands down the new favorite.
So I got just one trophy out, and I picked it up last night. Found it on clearance, or close to clearance. It's the only reason why I picked it up, because there was nothing else there, man. There was nothing else there. This is all they had. It was disappointing. Because I was hoping to find Paul Bearer. Still haven't come across a Paul Bearer. Right? They got to be out there. I'm going to find one. I know I'm going to find one, but I had to because it was at a reduced price. And Molly even said, she goes, "Do you get him because you know that I like the colors? I like the way that it looks." It's hard for her if she likes the way a fig looks. It's hard for her to be like, "Do you really need that?" Right?
Right. Oh yeah.
The new Ultimate Edition Warrior. Now, I think I got it for $24, which it's still relatively new. So to get it at that like $24 mark,
that's solid. Totally,
yes, very solid. You're right, Al. He is a little bit more tan than you would ever expect him to be. Which he did. I mean, he did. He went through that phase, right? That falling asleep in the tanning bed phase. He was there.
He did. But this figure, he's changed ethnicity.
Yeah, very close. Very close. Yeah. But I love the fig. It's a good looking fig, man. If they do drop on clearance again, I might get another one to crack. That's kind of where I'm at with this fig, because I got other Ultimate Warriors there that I've cracked, and they display really nice, both in box and out. But that was it, man. That was my only trophy. I got vacation, man. Not all of us get to take, 3 weeks off for licensing and then go on vacation, but here we are.
Right? Yeah.
Here we are.
That's what I'm saying. Molly's earned a vacation. You.
Yes. Oh, man. You know how much studying I've been doing? My head's been in the books. I've been getting jerked around by everybody you can get jerked around by.
Why don't you Google it and see if you deserve it?
Why don't you shove a keyboard up your ass? So, Al, man, that brings us to the thank yous, the shots, the shouts. What do you got, brother?
I'm going to rapid fire this for the all the socials to contact us here at Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. You can find us on X.com.
Twitter.
It's just for Kevin. You can find this show at Tots Pod. You can find the main channel show at GBW Pods. You can find our sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue Podcast, at Year of Pod, all on Twitter. Reach out, hit us up. Year of Duke and Rogue's about to start some fun wrestling between WrestleMania 4 and 5. This is exciting, Kevin. I wasn't following, as far as like TNA, those dying days of WCW. I did not watch those wrestling events, religiously, like I did this era between WrestleMania 4 and WrestleMania 5. Like, this is the foundation, the roots of my fandom.
Yeah, man. Wrestling. We got was it Mania 4? Yeah. Starting there, going to Mania 5. And I mean, the listeners already know this, but because first episode came out last week, but it's two parts, man.
Yeah.
We split it up just like on the VHS, man. We're really kind of trying to pay tribute to that era of wrestling, and it's going to be a great time. We're really going to enjoy everything about it, man. It's when moves mattered, when you had characters, when you had guys that could run the stick without direction, man. It great, great time period.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But you can find the Gorilla Brain on Facebook. Just search Gorilla Brain Podcast or Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. Either one will take you to us. You can find us on Instagram at GBW Pods. And the only place to procure your officially licensed Gorilla Brain merch is at prowrestlingtees.com/GorillaBrain. Hoping to order my shirts. I've got to get the Year of design, and I've got to replace my blue main Gorilla Brain shirt. And that's enough.
That's
get one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited. But and find all four of our original designs. Got some other stuff in the works that got to verify. They've updated the account page at ProWrestlingTees.com, so I got to make sure that we can add that fifth design. Yeah, otherwise, we got to have a conversation.
I'm looking forward to that one, man.
But very excited, looking forward to what comes out of that. As far as friends go, shout out to Ted from Ted's Takes on Wrestling podcast, formerly the Hill Truth podcast. Don't make mistakes, trust Ted's takes. We had a Mount Rushmore, and I had a bone to pick with Ted about him putting Double J on there, a fake cowboy. Shoot.
You son of a bitch, Double J. I'm not even sure which Mount Rushmore he's on, but he's on it.
Yeah. Of loser turds? Yes, yes, he would be.
That's
on that
not
one.
It. That's not the one.
Him, Backlund, you know, that's Crush, you know, they'd be right there. The
okay,
same
Crush,
category.
Yes. The other two, no.
But Ted, great friend of the show, always positive, gives us such great feedback weekly. Shout out to Billy Gunn Sitcom, another friend of the show there on Twitter. Fun follow. Our good brother Manny at Toys ISO on Twitter. Love Manny to death. Doing great things out there. He's getting back into that CHC mindset. He's getting excited again. I can see, you know, just from some of the tweets, some of the messages. So always a pleasure doing business with him. The Jays, again, couldn't ask for better people to deal with, better people to work with. If you need to order your figs, hit them up.
Yeah.
By all means. The T4L Facebook group. I think I saw a post in there, and a guy had come upon sometimes and was selling a collection that was, it was Loose Elites. You're talking a team.
Oof.
All three sets of LOD/Road Warriors Elites.
Oof.
Complete. Displayed only. The rare CM Punk with the mask.
Yeah.
And the shoulder sling. A lot of others that he had for sale on there. It's an interesting group. It's a fun group. My man Dougie Nunya running the show. Shout out to him. But I'm losing train of thought. Jaded Wrestling, I'm hurting poor Taylor. But the Lions did not pull it out. I was pulling for him.
Me too.
I was pulling for him. It's a fun team to watch. I hope they continue to do great things. It looks like their coaching staff is coming back. So hopefully they go on to bigger and better things. But the boys at Jaded, Taylor and Will, love those guys. My man Jason Wolf again. Just can't thank him enough for this creation. I'm doing it without my list, Kevin, so I'm just shooting from the hip. But my man Jason Wolf, I look at this Ric Flair, and oh my gosh, incredible. Just that's the only words I can say. Incredible. Shout out to, I'll say this, the Big Gay Facebook group. My man Darius Johnson won the Rumble with Cody. Could not, like, if I was having to root for somebody that was in that Rumble, this is a guy I would root for.
Go.
Got his 29 figs. Just wonderful brother. Wonderful dude. Good to do business with. Friendly guy. He and I have corresponded, you know, just the trials of fatherhood together.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to them. Shout out to the Facebook group. Now we're to my man. He's down but not out. Yeah. Because you can't keep a good man down. There's songs. There's songs. There's stories. This is where legends are made, right here, Kevin. Redemption stories, like a phoenix rising from the ashes. He will triumph. It's the champion of your heart and mind. You know, beloved by men, women, and children alike. Just a role model for role models. You know, that's people that you look up to. That's who they look up to, Kevin. That's what you got to understand, how great he is. My man, he's down. He ain't out. Mr. Downtown Petey Brown.
I tell you, Al, it's funny you say that. It's funny, he's down but not out. I'll tell you this right now. He's out. He's out. He ain't doing nothing. You think he's going to fist bump with a separated shoulder? No, he ain't fist bumping. You're not going to see him fist bumping again. Why? Because that shoulder's going to pop again. It's nice, Al. It's nice. One guy takes out his leg. Another guy takes out upper body, lower body. All we got left is the head, right? And there ain't much there anyway. So no worries, man. No worries. Men, women, and children alike. They all look up. You are something else. They look up to the people that you look up to, look up to him. Yeah, right. Everybody's looking down on him and laying in his damn hospital bed. Oopsie doops, man. Guy. Yeah, get well soon, Petey Brown. You are something else, Al. What I'd like to do is I'd like to thank the good members of the program over there. That's Stonehenge. You can follow him at Stonehenge PW. That's Nick the Natural Nelson. That's Romantic Rick Nelson. That's the system, man. Catch up what we're doing over at the AWF. I'd also like to say thank you to actually Al Snow. So worked a show with him last weekend. Super nice guy. Actually complimented my work, so that was huge for me. Anytime you can get a compliment from a legend like Al Snow, I mean, it means a lot. So that was awesome. So special thank you to Al Snow, and actually just Al Snow being a good guy, like just a generally
that's nice
good human being. He was a fantastic guy. Got to chat with him for a little bit. Outside of that, man, Manny, man, love you, brother. Hope you're doing well. We got to catch up soon, man. I miss talking to Manny. It's been a while, so I hope you're doing well, man. I'm thinking of you, brother. Love you, brother. My buddies over at the Brainbuster Boys, always doing entertaining things. Handjob Kyle over at the Apron Pump Podcast, always doing fun stuff. Cold Stone, Tim Boston, everybody knows I hold two wins over him under Filipino rules. I'm going to think Big O Possum, man. You follow him at Big O Possum 69. Great follow. Oh, man. So I had one of those gimmicks in your throat. You know what I'm talking about, Al?
You would know. That's
that's real cute. You're a really, really funny guy. Man, you got jokes. I want to say big thank you to my brothers over at the Shining Wizards Podcast. Catch live every Monday night. That's myself, Handsome Kevin. That's KJG. That's Matt Double T. And that's my main man, Tony.
What do you think about Matt's antics at the Rumble party? You know, yeah, if you follow the Wizards on social media, if I win, I'll give you your money back.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. What do you do? Man, Double T works as hard, if not harder, than anybody else out there, man. He's a great guy. So I always want to thank my buddies over at the Wizards Podcast. Professional wrestling's best friend, Shady Natras. He's over there doing the Wrestling Fi show. He's doing a great job there. I'm trying to think, man. I definitely feel like I'm missing somebody. You hit Billy Gunn sitcom. Always a good follow. Go check him out. Love what he's doing, man. Every time a new one comes out, I get pretty excited. But for some reason, I'm not getting all of his tweets ain't coming my way. So I got to actually search him out and catch up. But what am I missing, Al? What am I feel like I'm missing?
You got the Brain Busters.
Oh yeah, I got the bump. My buddy Milwaukee Tom.
Yeah,
right. Milwaukee Tom. Milwaukee Tom. High five, Tom. However you want to cut it. He's doing the ROH Reverie podcast, and he's also doing the Midwest Wrestling Roundup podcast. You know, if you're supporting any wrestling, you're fine by me. So. Always want to say thank you to him. I had another one off the top of my head, and it's gone now. So thank you to my boys, Vince and Justin, over at the Inconclusive Breakdown. They're doing a fun show, and play video games with them, too, so that ain't bad either. Al, what else is there, man? Is that everything? Did I hit everything? It's going to be one of those things where we get done, and you're like, oh, you forgot this? Is that going to be what's going to happen?
I mean, I mentioned the Jays. So.
Right, so we're good there, man. Yeah. I'm just going to say we're all square.
Yeah.
Everybody's good. Everybody's, and if I forgot you, my apologies. I'm still thinking of you. Thanks to everybody out there. Showing support to us. We love you. With that, Al, we'll put a pin in this bad boy. And get ready for hanging out. Episode 7 on Road Day. Todd's into Kevin. Trump Gal. My island boy. Be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Thank you very much, everybody.